Mexico surpasses China as top trade partner, as Laredo strains under $36.5 billion monthly freight crush. Mexico widened its lead as America's largest trading partner in June, with $89.2 billion in bilateral commerce flowing across the border, more than double China's $34.7 billion and ahead of Canada's $67.9 billion. The gap signals not just a shift in trade flows, but a structural realignment of North American manufacturing and supply chains that institutional capital can no longer ignore. Laredo, Texas, the nerve center of this continental trade surge, processed $36.5 billion in cross-border freight during the month, retaining its rank as the busiest U.S. international trade gateway. That figure exceeded Chicago O'Hare's $35.9 billion and the Port of Lowe's Angels $25.8 billion, underscoring the inland border city's dominance in automotive parts, vehicles, machinery, electronics, and manufactured goods moving between the two nations. The Laredo corridor now accounts for over one-third of all U.S.-Mexico commerce, making the Texas border hub a bellwether for nearshoring momentum, trucking capacity constraints, and the capital expenditure cycle across automotive, electronics, and industrial sectors. Capacity tightens as rejection rates surge. The freight market data beneath the headline trade figures tells a more complex story. As of August 12, 2026, the Outbound Tender Rejection Index, OTRI, for Laredo stood at 15.19%, up sharply from 3.32% at the same point in 2025 and 5.74% in 2024. OTRI measures the percentage of truckload capacity requests that carriers decline. Since rejecting loads is typically undesirable for carriers, the year-over-year spike in rejection rates suggests either tightening capacity or carriers rejecting contract freight in favor of better-paying spot opportunities. The implication: demand for cross-border trucking capacity is outstripping supply, even as Mexico's trade volume climbs. That creates pricing power for logistics providers and signals potential bottlenecks for manufacturers relying on just-in-time inventory models across the border. For private equity-backed logistics platforms and contract logistics operators, this is a revenue tailwind. For manufacturers, it is a cost pressure and a signal to lock in capacity at fixed rates before the spot market deteriorates further. The nearshoring trade meets labor market headwinds. The surge in U.S.-Mexico trade comes as the U.S. labor market shows unexpected fragility. In July 2026, the United States lost 23,000 jobs, defying analyst expectations of 83,000 net additions. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1%, but only because the labor force participation rate fell to its lowest level since spring 2020, signaling that workers are leaving the labor force rather than finding employment. Manufacturing added jobs, but only slightly, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics revised down job growth in the prior 2 months by 103,000. The data raises a question for the Federal Reserve, which had been signaling rate hikes later in 2026. If the labor market is softer than previously reported, monetary policy may stay accommodative longer, supporting asset values, but also prolonging inflationary pressures that have plagued U.S. households since the pandemic. For manufacturers betting on nearshoring to Mexico, the labor market dynamics are a double-edged sword. Tightening U.S. labor supply and rising wages reinforce the case for shifting production south of the border. But weaker U.S. employment data and potential recessionary risks could dampen end market demand, particularly in durable goods categories like autos and appliances that dominate the Laredo trade corridor. Europe's reform agenda narrows as Mexico gains share, while Mexico tightens its grip on U.S. trade flows. Europe's manufacturing resurgence faces structural headwinds. The Industrial Accelerator Act, currently under negotiation in the European Union, aims to lift manufacturing to 20% of EU gross domestic product by 2035. But the broader fiscal and governance transformation required to achieve that goal remains politically blocked. What Europe will deliver instead is narrower. Sector-specific legislation, funding instruments, and regulatory streamlining concentrated in defense, energy, clean tech, and capital markets. For U.S. manufacturers with European operations, the practical guidance is to engage now with sector-specific rules while texts are still being written, rather than waiting for an EU-wide competitiveness push. The contrast is stark. Mexico is capturing U.S. trade share through proximity, USMCA benefits, lower labor costs, and proven execution. Europe is offering targeted incentives in select verticals, with no guarantee of implementation. For industrial capital allocators, the choice is clear. Mexico offers scaling opportunities for proven capabilities, while Europe remains a place to hedge policy risk and access specific subsidy programs, not to bet on frontier innovation. Source: U.S. Census Bureau, analyzed by World City. Source: U.S. Census Bureau, analyzed by World City. The Capital Deployment Playbook, the June trade data, crystallizes several investment themes. First, the logistics infrastructure connecting U.S. and Mexican manufacturing hubs is undercapitalized relative to demand. Warehouse operators, cross-border trucking platforms, customs brokerages, and intermodal rail assets in the Laredo corridor are all beneficiaries of this structural imbalance. The 15.19% rejection rate in Laredo is not a transient spike. It is a signal of long-term capacity constraints as reshoring and nearshoring accelerate. Second, automotive and electronics supply chains are the primary drivers of Laredo trade volume. These sectors are capital intensive, require proximity to end markets, and benefit from USMCA rules of origin. Private equity-backed Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers with footprints in northern Mexico are positioned to capture margin expansion as OEMs shift production. The playbook is to acquire established suppliers with cross-border operations, invest in automation to offset wage inflation, and exit to strategic buyers or via initial public offering as revenue scales. Third, the trade data underscores the risk of over-indexing to China. China's $34.7 billion in June trade with the U.S. is less than 40% of Mexico's figure. For manufacturers still dependent on Chinese supply chains, the June data is a wake-up call. Diversification to Mexico is no longer a hedge. It is the base case. Key figure: Laredo's $36.5 billion in June trade volume represents more than one-third of all U.S.-Mexico commerce, making it the single most important trade gateway in North America. The Plaquemium view: the June trade figures confirm what we have been signaling to portfolio companies for 18 months. The U.S.-Mexico manufacturing corridor is entering a multi-year capital expenditure supercycle, and the early movers are capturing disproportionate returns. The 15.19% outbound tender rejection rate in Laredo is not a bug. It is a feature of undersupplied logistics infrastructure meeting surging demand. We see three second-order effects that the market is underpricing. First, the Laredo capacity crunch will force manufacturers to internalize logistics. Expect a wave of captive trucking fleet buildouts and dedicated warehouse investments by large OEMs and Tier 1 suppliers. This creates exit opportunities for niche logistics assets that can be rolled into corporate supply chains at premium multiples. Second, the labor market weakness in the U.S., combined with the trade surge to Mexico, accelerates the timeline for automation investments in border logistics. The labor force participation rate is at pandemic lows, and carriers cannot hire enough drivers to meet cross-border demand. Autonomous trucking pilots, automated customs clearance systems, and AI-driven load matching will move from pilot to production faster than consensus expects. The logistics tech stack is about to get a forcing function. Third, the divergence between U.S.-Mexico trade growth and U.S.-China trade stagnation is a political economy shift, not just a trade policy shift. Even if tariffs are rolled back, the reshoring of supply chains to Mexico is durable because proximity, speed to market, and geopolitical risk mitigation matter more than landed cost in high-complexity manufacturing categories. The $89.2 billion in June trade is a floor, not a ceiling. Our positioning reflects this view. We are overweight logistics infrastructure in the Texas-Mexico corridor, overweight Tier 2 auto and electronics suppliers with dual-country operations, and underweight Europe-focused industrials that lack a nearshoring play. The June data does not change our thesis. It validates it. The bottom line, Mexico's $89.2 billion in June trade, anchored by Laredo's $36.5 billion gateway volume, is not a statistical anomaly. It is the visible proof of a decade-long supply chain realignment that is now entering its acceleration phase. The 15.19% rejection rate in Laredo tells the story of infrastructure lagging demand, which means pricing power for logistics providers and margin pressure for manufacturers without locked-in capacity. For institutional capital, the playbook is clear. Deploy into the physical infrastructure and supply chain assets that connect U.S. and markets to Mexican manufacturing capacity. The window is 2026 to 2028. After that, the assets will be priced for perfection, and the easy returns will be gone. The U.S. labor market weakness, evidenced by the July job losses, only strengthens the case for nearshoring. Europe's narrowing reform agenda offers tactical opportunities in defense and clean tech, but Mexico remains the strategic bet. The June trade data is a marker. The question is whether your portfolio is positioned for what comes next.